This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
What a treat to sit down with one of my favorite people. He's a baller. He's a North Carolinian, and he's a man of God, loves Jesus, and he preaches the word. He's written some amazing books. He is Pastor David Chadwick. Pastor David, good to catch up to you, sir.
Hi, Stu. So good to see you again and spend some time with you.
Well, I've been encouraged by you and your preaching, and there's so much to discourage us out there. And I wanted to talk to you about kind of what's on your heart, kind of your passion for the kingdom amid all the chaos in the culture. We have racial unrest like we've never seen. We have people literally, you know, choking each other out on politics, on hot topics like that. We've got all kinds of acrimony, and there's all kinds of anxiety, and then there's this little virus thing that I'm sure everyone knows about now, which we even get tired of talking about. But Pastor, how do you keep your mind as a pastor preaching to a camera and not to a crowd of folks?
Right. I've developed, Stu, an eternal perspective. You know, I live seated with Christ in the heavenlies, Ephesians 2:6, next to him as he rules over everything. He rules over me. He rules over this world. It's all in his hands. And I remind myself constantly that the church, for example, trying to infiltrate and be salt and light to the Roman Empire, dealt with far worse problems than we're experiencing today. Wow. They had the same kind of racial issues. They had misogynistic issues. They had slavery issues. They had the problems of being dealt with in incredible persecution. So the problems that the early church dealt with in Rome were much bigger than ours today. But I think the Christians then need to speak to us today and remind us today that our call is to be the church, not to do church, not to go through the motions, but be the church of Jesus Christ. And if that's the case, we don't need a facility. We don't need walls. We can be the church wherever we may need to be the church. And that means if we're sheltering in place, we can think in ways of loving our neighbor. Maybe it's a text, maybe it's a phone call, maybe it's an email. We can still love our neighbors. The church I pastor here in Charlotte, Moments of Hope Church, quarantined, we said, you know what? We can't meet, but we have money. We have a lower overhead because we're a new church startup, so we committed to give $1 million away to feed the hungry. We can do that without a church wall. We were meeting in a middle school. The middle school said, you can't meet here anymore. We're closed. Well, we're still the church, and so we were able to bless people enormously. Wow. You can still pray. You can still have Bible studies via Zoom or personally. You can still care for other people. You can give your money away to the poor. So we can still be the church. And that's what changed the Roman Empire. It was the church being salt and light. Salt's hidden in the meat, but it's tasty. It's light in the darkness. And over time, the Roman Empire was transformed, gave up its slavery, gave up its misogyny. It gave up its racial differences. It allowed Christians to become a part of the culture. Why? Because the church was the church. It lived as the people of Jesus, not thinking buildings and bigger and better's better. What they said was, we're going to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and the culture was transformed. What happened then can still happen today. I don't care how many race riots there are. I don't care how big the disease is. I don't care about the divisions that are in our nation. Jesus is bigger. Jesus is stronger. He's on the throne. Have an eternal perspective. Be salt and light. We can transform this culture as well.
And the timing of your two most recent books, the first one, these should be on everyone's shelf, From Superficial to Significance. And then this next book hit right when this crazy epidemic hit. This book on anxiety.
Moving beyond anxiety.
Wow. Yeah, I remember I was one of the first radio hosts that got to interview you on Truth Talk. But what timing to talk about this anxiety that's literally gripped, that's just ravaged our culture, even Christians. I mean, you said earlier, our citizenship is in heaven, yet sometimes the stinking thinking gets in there.
You know, Stu, the word anxiety means a divided mind.
Wow.
That's fascinating. Anxiety means a divided mind. It means your mind's trying to focus on the Lord while also focusing on the problem. You just can't live there any more than you can stay forever with one foot on the dock and one foot on the canoe. You just can't do it. Essentially, at some point, you've got to make a decision. I'm going to be in the canoe or I'm going to be on the dock. We as believers in Jesus have to have both feet in Him. And when we do so, we don't have to have a divided mind. We have a totally devoted mind focused on the Lord. We have the mind of Christ. We have what Paul said in Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. We in Colossians 3:2 language, set our minds on things above. 2 Corinthians 10:5 language, we take every thought captive. We will not allow an anxious thought, a divided thought to come into our mind. Our minds are totally focused on the Lord of the universe. He's in control. We're not going to let anything get into our minds that causes any kind of fear. If He's in control, we have total faith. And then what flows out of faith is love, joy, peace, patience, and all those wonderful fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Well, Pastor David, are you telling me that God's big enough to stay up all night and worry about all the mess in my life while I sleep? I mean, surely I got to carry the load here. I mean, he's not big enough God to do that, is he? Come on.
Jesus slept in the back of the boat to tell us in the middle of the storm, we can too. Wow. I think that was an example on his part to say to us, if you trust me and I'm in the boat with you, I've gone to sleep, you can go to sleep.
Amen.
And the beauty is we can sleep well at night because we know in Psalm 121 language, the Father who never slumbers and sleeps oversees everything. And I hear people say sometimes, well, the devil never takes a day off. Well, that's true. He's always attacking. Well, neither does the Father in heaven take a day off. And He is sovereign over the devil. Let me remind all of our listeners, the evil one is a creature. God's the creator. Mm-hmm. And He has the evil one on a leash. He's even controlling his antics today for our good and His glory.
Wow. Awesome to talk to the pastor of Moments of Hope Church here in Charlotte. The website's the same, momentsofhopechurch.org.
Yes, sir. Go there and you can get all of our information. My sermons are online. John Casey, the former Panthers place kicker, is an associate with me. His sermons are there as well. Wow. You can get the book there. I also have something called Moments of Hope, a daily moment of hope that can be sent out through our website to people if they'd like that.
I just got the email. I just gave you my email personally. So we have evidence here, and I'm going to get that in my inbox tomorrow morning. I'm excited to read that.
And you can go to momentsofhope.org and sign up for that, and it will give you a daily moment of hope. Folks, hope is the answer. God's on His throne. We focus on Him and not the problem.
You know, I love the thing you always tell me. It's so encouraging. And you spoke a couple years ago, you spoke at an event we had, and we thought things were bad then. You know, things just seemed to get worse, but you talked about so many folks prognosticate about the end times. When is Jesus coming back? Man, this has got to be the end. Armageddon's around the corner. 7-year tribulation, mid-trib, post-trib, pre-trib. What about the dates and this and that? But you have changed that conversation, which I want you to give this challenge to everyone about the 2 billion plus people in our world that have never heard the gospel. Your church is about reaching unreached people groups. Your radio broadcast, which comes out of your church, the awesome preaching of the word, Moments of Hope Radio, all your vignettes, all the things you do on WBT, which is such a legendary place you've been for years.
Here in the city of Charlotte.
Yes, sir. Lifting people up, bringing the King's message to the Queen City all these years, Pastor David. But take us to this priority of the need for the gospel to go where it's never been.
Right. Jesus said that we are supposed to be His witnesses first in Jerusalem and Judea, kind of the local setting, then Samaria, the broken places of the world, but ultimately to the ends of the earth. Mm-hmm. Before Jesus ascended, His last words were, make disciples of all the nations. And it's astounding that 2,000 years later, there's still 2 billion people who've never heard the name of Jesus. This past year, Moments of Hope Church gave money away, and we ticked off 253 of those unreached people's groups that have never heard. And the reason we're doing that, Stu, is I look at the signs and the seasons. Jesus said to do that. I get a general sense that we're living in the days of Noah and the times of Lot. I can do that. That's perfectly permissible. What I can't do is try to predict the day or the hour. Only the Father knows that when he's going to send the Son back. So in that between time of Jesus' ascension into heaven and his second coming, I am called to take the gospel to all the nations on all of the places on the earth. And what has happened is we've got so many people anxious about the times we're living in. They're asking the question, are we living in the end times? And my statement is, be less concerned about the end times, be more concerned about the ends of the earth.
Wow.
Because
Amen.
Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, I'm not coming back until every people, every tribe, every ethnicity wow. has heard the gospel. So be concerned about the ends of the earth, then the end times will wow. take care of themselves.
And you preached recently, not too long ago, in Acts on how Acts 1:8 was fulfilled in a very uncomfortable way in Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And that's there's a message there. We need
there
to wake
really
up.
There really is, Stu, that Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you will be my witnesses, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost ends of the earth, concentric circles outward. Well, if you read the book of Acts, God's Spirit's moving, the church is growing, but in Acts 1-7, the people are still in Jerusalem and Judea. And God had clearly said through the angel about Jesus, his desire is that the message be taken to then Samaria and the uttermost ends of the earth. So in Acts 8:1, it begins by saying, and there was persecution in the church, and the disciples stayed in Jerusalem, and the people went to Samaria.
Wow.
And that's what's so interesting is I've always said, look, folks, if you don't do Acts 1:8, and that's Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost ends of the earth. If you're just hanging around Jerusalem, Judea, in your comfortable little Christian setting, God just might bring Acts 8:1 upon your life.
Wow.
He might bring some persecution, some disturbance, some difficulty to get you out of your nest and take the gospel into Samaria and the uttermost ends wow. of the earth. Again, if you don't do Acts 1:8, God just might bring Acts 8:1.
Wow, that's something. The message, being intentional, being ambitious— about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's about the gospel, Stu. The one message the church has that nobody else has is the gospel. There are a lot of organizations that do feeding and caring for people, maybe even better than the church, but what they don't have is the gospel.
Yeah.
We need to make the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
Our main thing, the tip of the arrow, is the gospel. Everything else, the shaft and the feathers, support that main tip, the gospel. So make that the primary thing. Then everything else we do, we feed people so that we can preach the gospel.
Wow.
We give clothing to people so that they can know the gospel. We give clean water to people so that they can know the gospel. Jesus said, well, what good does it do to inherit the whole world when you lose your eternal soul?
Mm.
We're about souls. That is the call of the church. And when we make the main thing, we then have an impact upon the world.
Well, we need to pray for our pastors. You guys are on the front line bringing the word of God, bringing the gospel, challenging us. You're mobilizing warriors to go out into the world, to be attractional, to share the good news to the ends of the earth.
To make disciples.
Yes, sir. Tell us how we can pray for you as a husband, as a pastor. You lead this awesome, the radio program. Your books are tremendous. Pastor David Chadwick, real quickly, how can we pray for you and speak for all the pastors out there who are looking into cameras instead of looking at their people, and they're wanting to give hugs, and they're tired of Zoom funerals and other things. Tell us real quick how we can pray for you.
Well, first of all, folks, your pastors spend enormous amounts of time praying for you and loving you. They are frustrated right now that they can't be with you like they want to. So pray that this crisis would end soon and we can be back together ASAP. But also pray for your shepherds who just spend countless times concerned for you. They do so much behind the scenes you'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask you to pray for them, to give them strength, keep them healthy, keep them COVID-free, and also to pray that they would have enough time to invest in the study and the presentation Amen. Of the Word of God. You know, as a pastor of now 40 years, Stu, if I didn't visit somebody in the hospital, I'd hear about it. If I didn't spend enough time studying the scripture for the presentation of the word on Sunday, I'd never hear any complaints. So make sure that you pray your pastor has enough time to feast upon the word so that he can feed you well from the word of God. And finally, pray that he would be a good husband, a good father, a good grandfather, if that's the case. I have 7 grandkids.
Wow.
Just pray that he would be faithful because, folks, bottom line, the family is still God's unique structure that he formed for the purpose of making a society healthy. A pastor needs to model that. Pray that he'll have time to love his wife and love his kids and grandkids well.
And meet Pastor David Chadwick at momentsofhopechurch.org. Listen to his messages. Check out his awesome books. Meet his family. And thank you, Pastor David, for you're just a bundle of encouragement, man. I could talk to you all day.
Stu, I love Jesus. I love people. I'm not sure there's much more that needs to be done as one called by Jesus Christ.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel, and thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.